That's right. We're back. Brian Mazeroski here. Joe Beamer alongside me to welcome you in through the week. It's going to be a fun one, I think, Joe.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun week. This best 2 weeks of the year kick off today. These are my favorite 2 weeks of the entire year. I love that week between Christmas and New Year. But this week, getting into the holiday, second day of Hanukkah today. Getting started.
I do, yeah. I like that these 2 weeks. Next week is the week where it seems like nobody's doing anything.
Yes.
In a lot of places, and this week might feel that way for a lot of people, right?
Yeah, I mean, this. Alan said it. I mean, the roads were kind of empty today. A lot of people taking that week, these next 2 weeks off. It's a fun time. It's a time to be in a good mood, Brian. And not. I mean, we're always in a good mood, but you know, everyone can share in our good mood.
Yeah, you can speak for yourself on that. I'm not always in a good mood. That's a preposterous. I am. I was in a good mood Saturday, Joe. We were at the Bills game. Fun game to be at. I managed to get out of bed, got into bed at like 2 on Sunday morning from the Bills. I managed to get out and get out there to watch the World Cup final, which I was glad I did. And it was an amazing game. So had a fun weekend. I'm eventually going to have to get some sleep. The game was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was.
It was a good game. You know, a little back and forth action. Kept everyone engaged until the end.
It would have been a nail biter if you didn't have gloves on.
Yeah, it was and then the snow machine kicked on at the end.
Yes.
It was kind of worked out perfectly, and everyone really enjoyed the scene. Joe, I asked Andy about this about 20 minutes ago, if you missed it, because I have to get to the bottom of what I think is just like the craziest thing. And I want you to tell me if I'm wrong on this. 803-0930 on WBEN this morning. The whole snowball thing as it played out during the game. So I asked Andy, because yesterday I'm out there watching the World Cup with some friends, and you know, I didn't hear any of the commentary during the game. But I was told, my buddy said, like, yeah, during the game, Mark Sanchez kept saying, oh, you know, that's not snow they're throwing. That's basically 90% ice. He was paraphrasing from what he heard, and now I'm paraphrasing what he relayed back to me. So this might not all be accurate.
It's like the game telephone.
Yes, yeah. This is third hand what the commentary was like. You might know it if you're listening to this better than me. But that's what I was getting, was that Mark Sanchez talking about snowballs, kept saying, oh, it's all ice. Those things could do some serious damage. That can hurt. So I asked Aaron. I asked the meteorologist, the person who knows about weather. Because, Joe, from where we were at the game, I'm looking at this and I'm saying, well, there's no ice here. And there couldn't be ice. I mean, the bottom under your feet might have turned to ice from being compacted and stood on for hours. But there was no ice being thrown around the stadium, at least where we were, because it would have been impossible. It was all freshly fallen snow. Snow that was falling during the game or had fallen just a couple hours earlier. I was, you know, I grabbed it in my hand. It was all snow. There was no ice. You make a snowball. It made a nice snowball.
It did. It was good packing snow.
And then you threw the snowball and it would act like a snowball. But there was no ice anywhere. So I asked Aaron. I was like, all right, you're the weather guy here. It's literally his job. What would it take to turn that snow that fell 2 hours ago into ice? And he said, well, you would have to either make a snowball, then spend minutes and minutes and minutes and minutes like going breathing on it with like hot heavy breath to, and then like refreezing it, or you'd have to make a snowball, take it into the bathroom, get water on it, have it still stick together, then hold on to it for several more minutes, then bring it back out there and then throw it for it to be ice. And so I said, I knew it, because I didn't see any ice anywhere.
No.
And then it's not just the comment. So I heard the commentary yesterday. Then I heard everyone else kind of talking about it after the fact. This is from thefinsider.com, Joe. So take it for what it's worth. This is a Dolphins fan writing on, you know, his website. But he wrote after the game, the Bills fans turned the game into an ugly spectacle by throwing ice balls at Dolphins players and coaches. Again, I want to, no ice. But that's what's being thrown out there. It's ice. After complaining incessantly about the heat and humidity in Miami Garden, during the Dolphins' Week 3 victory over the visiting Bills. Might I remind you, a game where people actually did get injured. Because, you know, complaining incessantly about the heat. Actually did get injured because of the heat.
That's right.
The cramping and dehydration, all that, but that's beside the point. Bills fans chose to use the elements against Miami's players and coaches by pelting the visitors with ice balls throughout the entire game. Can I just, again, ice ball, what? There's no ice.
Yes, there's no evidence.
There's snow. Their actions so egregious that the officials in charge of enforcing the rules for the players on the field had to turn their attention to the stands and threaten the fans with a 15-yard penalty.
Never threw the flag,
if it
though.
Didn't stop. That was hilarious. I do want to touch on that. But this Dolphins fan continues, truly an ugly display by a fan base known for their drunken pregame debauchery. And quite frankly, a miracle that no one on the sidelines or field of play was seriously injured due to the criminal actions that took place in what takes the cake in the closing minutes of 2022 as the most hilarious sentence I've ever read online. So, way to go, the Finnsider. For almost as the gun is sounding on the year, you managed to squeak in a miracle that no one was seriously injured due to the criminal actions that took place when talking about snowballs. Snowballs. How soft have we gotten as a society that we're talking about snowballs, warning on the video board during the game over and over?
Yeah, was sitting there.
The violators will be prosecuted. Seriously injured. It's a snowball. And I can't believe you on the text board. I've got snowballs flying. So what if someone was hit in the eye? Oh, my goodness.
Well, I guess that did happen in the 70s. Someone at a Bills game, a player got hit in the eye with a snowball.
And what happened?
Yeah, I don't know. I think the player went back into the game. I've gotten hit in the eye with a snowball.
You got hit in the eye with a snowball. That's happened to everybody between the ages of 3. I'll put my hand in the air. I've hit my son in the eye with a snowball. Now, I wasn't aiming for his eye.
You know, accidents.
But it's a snowball. He's 3. He somehow managed to survive. He was not a 33-year-old man with a helmet on.
And this is coming from two people who have had eye injuries, by the way.
Yes. But, yeah,
I want to make sure that that is put out there.
Trust, if I got hit in the eye with a snowball and it was my good eye, it could be very bad.
Yes.
I'm not going to fault anyone for throwing a snowball. A snowball, Joe. Give me a break. And so I'm hearing all this. And every time, by the way, this message would come on the board, more people would throw snowballs. Because when you tell me not to,
yes,
I'm going to do it again.
A lot of booing and more snowballs.
I watched a man get broken in half on that field last week. He's off with a broken rib, that quarterback for the Jets. And now I'm expected to believe you're going to give me a 15-yard penalty for a snowball in the most violent game played on earth. And then, Joe, I'm watching this the next morning. I'm, you know, taking all this snowball fake anger in. And I'm watching what happened in an actual something that deserved prosecution. An actual criminal act in Australia where police charged 3 men with a range of offenses following a pitch invasion during a soccer game in Melbourne, Australia. Two fans, Melbourne City versus Melbourne Victory, a big crosstown rivalry. The goalie was struck in the head with a metal bucket and injured. They were raining flares down onto the field, chucking them at players.
That seems pretty dangerous.
Yes, now that is an actual...
How do you get flares into the stadium?
Oh, it happens all the time. You watch soccer. It's one of the most fun things ever. Violent disorder, discharging a missile somebody was charged with, intent to cause injury. Now this an actual serious event that would take place in the stands.
Right. You'd give that a 15-yard penalty.
I would, Joe. If they had it in soccer, I would give a red card.
Yeah, red card there.
A snowball does not, oh my goodness, snowball. So what I want to hear from people is, 803-0930, what did you think about this? Every time, Sal's on here saying, oh, you know, we need to be better than that. No, we don't. I'm going to stand here and say, no, we don't. You're a fan in there. We're talking about snowballs, and I don't care if you're throwing them at each other. I was throwing, my little brother ended up sitting with me, but he was a few rows ahead. You better believe I got a bunch of snow on the seat, on the ground. Yeah, I'm throwing snowballs at
you. You have really good aim, by the way.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Very good aim. I wanted to make sure I threw that in. I want to go back, though. I do think it's funny that the Miami Dolphins, who threw Tua back out there in the game in Miami, and we all know what came of that, them and their fans are really going to complain about snowballs.
That's right.
Again,
3 weeks removed, more than that, but from the guy who couldn't stand being sent back out there on the game, and the most dangerous thing in people's mind of what can happen on the football field, it's a snowball? Like, come on.
I think people have a problem with having fun. I truly believe that, Brian. I think that we've gotten to a point where some people, if people look like they're having too much fun, they want to complain about it. I mean, that was when the Bills scored the first touchdown and people are throwing snow up in the air. That was so much freaking fun. And did you see the video from it, panning the crowd, the snow going all over the place? It was like when Mississippi State throws the beers up when they hit a home run.
So
come on.
Somebody's texting in here, and there's a lot of them. But here's, ice or not, it's a bad look for any fan, any stadium, to be throwing snow, bottles, rocks, paper planes,
they're not
pom-poms.
The same.
That's exactly
not the same category.
There is a line, clearly. There is a line, clearly, over what can and can't be done. You cannot pretend that there isn't. Snowballs, to me, is so very clearly on the line of whatever.
Right.
Brush it off.
Yeah.
Now, and I was yelling, if you were near me in my section, you probably heard, when it started to really snow in the fourth quarter, I'm yelling at the sky, at God, saying, please stop. You're going to get us a penalty for putting all this snow onto the field. Don't you know that this is the rule now?
Yeah, 15 yards.
I mean, what is going to happen? But to pretend that a snowball is the same as a bottle, is the same as a paper plane, is the same as a rock, you're just so, it blows my mind how you can't differentiate between that. Where is the line, though? I want to know. We'll go to Sandy in Blaisdell. Sandy, what did you think of the snowballs?
Well, I thought it was fun, really and truly. I thought the fans, I mean, the weather and everything, I kind of expected it in a way, you know. But and one portion of the game there, the people that were talking said that the fans were putting ice balls, chunks of ice inside the snowballs. Now that, you know, could be dangerous, but I was just telling your answerer there, years ago, now I'm old enough to remember this, but you're probably too young to remember it or have even heard about it, but years ago, Cleveland Browns, when they weren't doing well, and their fans over at the dog pound would throw dog poo out on the field.
It's much different.
I feel like I remember hearing that story. And Sandy, thank you for the call.
Yes, they threw everything.
That is crossing the line.
They would throw bottles at the officials, remember? I remember one game, the officials threw a flag and the game ended. And as the officials were going into the locker room, they were throwing cans, bottles, everything. By the way, Chuck Foreman's career was not ended. He was hit in the eye and then scored a touchdown the next quarter. I want to throw that out there. Chuck Foreman was hit in the eye, and you should not be aiming for players' eyes. I would say there is
only the back of their heads.
There is a line. However, Chuck Foreman was hit in the eye with a snowball. Yes, they had to remove him for a few plays. He scored his fourth touchdown of the game in the next quarter. Again, coming from two individuals who have had eye issues, I don't think we're taking it lightly. But we're talking about snow. Snowballs.
So the person who texted in, throwing snowballs is childish. I think that's my point. I mean, the whole thing is childish.
Yes.
Just take a step back. It's all childish. You were out there playing a game, right? Like, the whole thing is childish. All of sports, whether it's football, hockey, whatever. And by the way, the story changed. Oh, well, his career didn't end, but he might have lost the rushing title because of it, because he didn't play for a few snaps. Okay. But the whole thing is childish. Snowballs is childish. That's exactly. Let's stop acting. To me, calling it a dangerous criminal act. When I see on the sign, violators will be prosecuted for doing something that we used to do. And by the way, I don't know if you are. Do you do it anymore? What happens in school if there's a snowball fight? Are you expelled? I mean, you're not allowed to play dodgeball anymore. When snowballs, we used to do that all the time. Yeah. When we were kids.
I would get hit with snowballs all the time walking home from school.
All the time. That's if it was snowing, you're waiting for the buses, it looked like the Bills game times 10.
Yes.
Out in the school parking lot of everyone launching snowballs at everybody. It is something kids do. To take something 3- and 4-year-olds do and pretend that you are a violent criminal is just insane to me. And people are totally serious about it.
I do want to go back on, you know, everyone, this is embarrassing. It's a bad look. Again, we're talking about snow. Cleveland fans threw dog poop, cans, bottles. I mean, this is back when they would sell bottles with the caps and they would throw it on the field. You know, in Tennessee, or was it Ole Miss? They threw mustard bottles on the field at the refs. So it's snow. Okay. Comparatively, it's snow. We're not throwing products on the field. No one's throwing their full beer can on the field. It's snow. It's snow. I just want to get to that point. It's snow.
Frank, what do you think?
I can't believe you guys are justifying this and exaggerating it to the point that you are. Let's face it. They're going to play football. Even though it's a game, it's a serious game, and they're not anticipating getting into a snowball fight with fans. If they were to throw a snowball into the stands and hit someone in the face and do some damage, regular snowball, not just an ice ball, they'd be sued.
They'd be celebrating.
Let's face it. Guys, it's not a matter of it being childish. It's a matter of someone can seriously get hurt in the face, and you can bring up all the little minor exceptions you want, but face it, it's a serious thing, and these guys won't speak up about it because you guys will demonize and embarrass them, but they shouldn't be throwing snowballs at players on the field or on the sidelines. They're not anticipating it. It's not like they're children and they expect it or they're in the middle of it. They're literally out there worrying about more serious injuries and getting hit from things than they are a bit blindsided by a snowball in the face.
I would never want to be a football. Thanks for the call and the listen, Frank. I would never want to be a football player the way you describe it. You're just constantly worried about being hurt all the time. I don't think, and by the way, 90% of snowballs I've been hit with in my life have been blindside snowballs when I haven't been expecting.
Yeah, I never expect a snowball.
It's to the face when I'm not expecting it, snowball.
Yeah.
That is part of it, right? Like, if you're coming here telling me serious injury, someone could have been serious hurt, someone could have been serious. Like, yes, if you're coming with that argument, it will be part of my, like, what are you saying when I point out that, like, a guy just broke his rib on the field from playing the actual game. You're worried about a snowball.
Right.
Like, the actual serious injuries happen, and we're sitting here talking about snowballs as if it's some egregious, like, crazy thing that, one, oh, no one's expecting it. You walk into the stadium, every seat and all the floor is literally covered with a foot of snow. And you don't expect this to happen? Like, of course it's going to happen. It's being done in a fun way. I'm just in shock at how this was, in my opinion, overblown to the extent that it has been.
I do think it was overblown. I want to say one thing, Brian, and we might disagree on this, but I do think it was an issue. And the one thing I will say was a bad look was throwing snowballs at the commentators on the NFL Network set. That I did think was taking it too far. But throwing them on the field, I have no problem with. I did think at halftime, I heard some people were hitting the commentators with snowballs. That might be a little too far.
I don't. Just because I'm in the media, I'm not going to treat them any differently than I would treat
the football
players.
Whatever.
It is a snowball.
All right. Well, that's where we disagree. It's okay to
have some fun with it. Like, oh my goodness. We're all these stuck up, like, oh, I'm... We'll be back here, and we're taking more of your calls. 803-0930, BMAZ and Beamer on WBEN. All right, welcome back. BMAZ and Beamer on WBEN. We're just flipping through to see what's on TV.
Yes.
Put on Bluey. Joe's like, what's this?
I thought it was like a spinoff.
You'll know soon enough.
It looked like a dog. I thought maybe it was a spinoff of Blue's Clues.
No. I mean, a good guess, right?
Right. Yeah, hey, I put the pet and the name together.
I want to paint a picture, Joe. One of the probably the most famous moment in pro wrestling history, Joe. WCW World Championship Wrestling, big tag team match.
All right,
the Bash at the Beach was going on, and Razor Ramon and Kevin Nash, or it would have been Scott Hall then, and Kevin Nash in a battle, taking on some of the WCW wrestlers, and they were saying, you know, we're the outsiders, but we have another person is going to join us. In the middle of the match, Hulk Hogan comes in, and you know, he looks like he's going to save the day and get Scott Hall and Kevin Nash out of here. And he ends up turning his back on Randy Savage, drops the leg on him, joins the two bad guys, and Hulk Hogan turns into a bad guy himself. It is one of the most famous moments in pro wrestling history. And as Hulk Hogan is talking with Mean Gene about why he decided to be a bad guy now, the ring is just being pelted with cups and trash and anything that the fans could get their hands on. It was, but it's one of the most famous moments, right?
That wasn't that wasn't planned. The fans, that was real reaction.
Yeah, they could not plan everyone in the arena deciding to be so upset at Hulk Hogan. They were throwing whatever they could get there, the cups. Crumpled up pieces of paper, plastic. It was all coming into the ring and just boom, 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 just being thrown. And it added to the atmosphere. It makes for one of the most famous images in wrestling history. And it's partly because all these fans were throwing things into the ring. Now, that doesn't happen anymore for various reasons. I'm always kind of surprised that it doesn't happen anymore. People aren't as emotionally invested into whatever they're watching. Maybe that's partly it. But you never see that. Joe, I remember you used to see that all the time. That's not a rare example. That's just the most famous example of things being thrown down into the playing surface. This time it was a wrestling ring.
Yeah, last year, I believe it was Ole Miss, Tennessee. You saw stuff being thrown on the field after the game.
Yeah, but I'm talking like, you know, 30 years ago.
Yes.
This happened all the time. And I'm wondering how we've morphed into this where that used to happen all the time with trash and, you know, actual objects. And somehow here we sit in 2022, you know, 30 years later. And people are outraged about snowballs.
Yeah, it holds nothing to beer cans and beer bottles, which we've seen multiple times thrown, as you said, Brian. It's a snowball. It breaks apart. It hits you and breaks apart.
I wonder where the line, because there is a line of fan behavior is.
Yeah.
I know, and you can see it on the show. I think compared to most people, I draw the line a little bit more lenient than a lot of other people do.
Okay.
I think part of being a fan, part of why we love sports, why we like going to these events, is to get a little wild, to get a little crazy. You're letting loose a little bit.
Yeah.
I am much more lenient at fan behavior, but or maybe it's something just about the type of behavior. Like, if we were in the stands, you're in for a Bills game, and somebody is, like, extraordinarily vulgar. Just like, you know, blank this or blank that, and that's, like, every word, and they're screaming at the top of their lungs. I have 100 times more of a problem with that than I would anybody throwing snow at a football player on the field, at other fans, at a commentator on the sidelines, 100 times out of 100.
Yeah, you don't want to be next to the fan that just makes the experience miserable.
Like, there's a line. There's behavior that's acceptable. There's behavior that's not. And then there's a lot of stuff that's maybe right on the border that pushes the boundary of being able to have fun. I do not see snowballs as rising to the level of, again, let me read you from, now again, the Finnsider.
Brian's it's a fan, new favorite blog.
But I think it does take a lot of what I've heard over the past couple of days and put it in a sentence. An ugly display from a fan base known for their drunken pregame debauchery. Quite frankly, it was a miracle no one on the sidelines or field of play was seriously injured due to the criminal actions that took place. We're talking about people throwing a snowball here. We'll go to Dave in Tampa, Florida. Dave, how are you doing this morning?
Knows all about snow.
Good, good. Good morning. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing well. What do you think, Dave?
Well, I kind of, at first I said, oh my God, they're not going to be able to stop that. I said, you know, people can throw it that are close to the field. People that are sitting up on the second level could just fling it into the air and don't care where it lands. And I said, where's their security? But they don't have enough security to stop 60,000 people from throwing snowballs. So I see as soon as they made the announcement that the Bills could be penalized, it kind of lit up a little bit. But as far as being a criminal act, I don't know if I'd go that far. Someone could have got injured. Yes, I understand that part of it. And it's serious and it shouldn't have been done. But like I say, you're not going to stop 40, 50, 60,000 people from throwing snowballs. You know, that's a late night game, 8 o'clock game. People have been partying since probably 9, 10 o'clock in the morning, and people are going to get rowdy. It's a football game. So, you know what I'm saying? But I don't agree with the actions of the people that did it. No, you could hurt somebody doing that with or without a helmet. You could throw the snowball and it may not even hit the field and they hit somebody down, you know, close to sitting at the field could get seriously injured. But like I said, there were no way they were in God's green earth they were going to stop that. Because it didn't really look like there was that much snow in the stands. I mean, you couldn't tell because everybody's standing up. But the people that were making those snowballs on the sidelines, they were sitting, you know, the first row. I'm sure they weren't throwing it because security was standing right there and they would have thrown them out, don't you think?
You know, Dave, I think a lot of the security guards, and thanks for the call, by the way, would have said, you know, wait, they're throwing snow. It didn't look like there was that much snow. At least from where we were, every seat had a foot of snow on the seat and a foot of snow on the ground. I mean, there was snow for everybody.
Yes.
To make a pile of snow.
And it'll be a video people are sharing for years to come, pictures for years to come. You know what was more? It's more dangerous than snow. And I realize it's not dangerous to the players. It's dangerous to fans. But what's one of the favorite pictures of the 90s that people share, Brian? You go to a bar, it's probably have this picture. People tearing down the goalposts. Yeah. Now, are the people who are complaining about the snow...
That is a criminal act.
But are the people complaining about the snow and how dangerous that could be?
The same people who were on the goalposts.
Exactly. Were you at the time complaining about, oh, how dangerous if that falls on somebody or someone could get seriously injured? That's a lot more dangerous than a snowball that breaks apart. Some of them break apart before they even get to the field because they're poorly made.
On our text board, a lot of feedback both ways. So I'm only picking out the stuff that I want to argue with. Sorry. if you're texting in to agree, it's not as fun to bring you up. Someone saying, hope your kid, if they ever play sports, doesn't get hit by some idiot throwing whatever at them.
Now, I'm not saying whatever.
Listen. Do we need everything defined? I saw somebody back then. It's clearly stated in the fan code of conduct. Like, oh, listen to yourself. You're going through reading the code of conduct. You read every word on the back of your ticket. People. Like, what are we doing? Somebody's talking about a kid on the... If you are a parent throwing snowballs at middle schoolers on their soccer field, yes. You are a jerk, and you should be prosecuted. If you can't see the difference between the two, if you can't see the difference between throwing rocks and throwing snowballs, like, I don't think there's any helping you. And yes, you can say it's childish. Maybe it's not your cup of tea. Maybe you're not into it. But anyone doing anything, throwing snowballs, I just can't imagine ever looking at that and saying, oh my, you know, this person, never, looking at my son, never be like that person or whatever. I would say if you're one of the people who are in the stands spitting and swearing at the top of your lungs every time, you know, every word out of your mouth that has four letters, I think I would say, you know, don't be like this guy, you know, have a little class.
Yeah.
And to me, that there's a big difference. Someone's saying, could you imagine bat day at Yankee Stadium? I mean, that would be on a different level.
A bat does not compare to a snowball.
The same day in Australia, you know, this thing I'm watching where people were charged. They were shooting flares at the goalie. Someone charged the field, hit him in the head with a metal bucket. yeah, they're going to be put in jail.
Yeah.
Let's not pretend snowball. And again, some were reportedly ice balls. I want to reset this because I made sure to ask Aaron Mankowski. We were there. I was making those snowballs. There's no ice. It's freshly fallen snow. Aaron said, and I asked him because I thought this, to make an ice ball out of that freshly fallen snow, you would have had to build your snowball, take it into the bathroom, run a little warm water over it, take it out, compress it a little bit more, and turn it into ice. It's the ice is so overblown.
You know how much, how much of the game you'd have had to miss to make an ice ball? Going to the bath?
Yeah, that's
you
right.
Know what I mean?
It would have taken all halftime. And even you were mentioning the, you were saying, oh, well, you know, don't throw it at the people doing the show on the sideline. I wish if I was there at that desk, NFL Network, and I'm doing the little post-game show or whatever it was, how much I would admit, I wish that people would be throwing snowballs at me doing
so you
the show.
Throw them back?
I could throw them back. It would make the show so much better. I mean, come on. And it is insane to me that we're getting to this level of like something that kids do, throwing snowballs at each other, is now I have so many people commenting on the text board. What if someone gets... Actually, it's not insane to me. You know what? It's not insane to me. Look at this story, Channel 2. This, it's the same mentality. It's a completely different topic. It's the same mentality, not Channel 2. NBCNews.com. Adults are buying toys for themselves. It's the biggest source of growth for the industry. Yes, this actually fits in perfectly. Oh, what if somebody gets hurt? Oh, no. They're buying a Star Wars Lego set for themselves to build and have fun and watching the cartoons on TV and all of the above. We'll go to Mark in Hamburg. Mark, what's going on?
Star Wars.
Hey, guys. Hey, you know what? I'm on both sides of the fence with this this scenario because I was at the game, and I have to say, yeah, you're right. You know, I just snowball. You know, I think a lot of fans were enraged with what we had to go through down in Miami without the cooling misters and, you know, how they just have it set up so they have the advantage being in the shade as the opposing team being in the sun and the heat, you know, if the weather plays out that way. Yeah, you know what, I think most players are accustomed to playing in cold as they are somewhat in some warmer conditions, but not to the level it was down in Miami. The part that bothered me the most were innocent people. You know, you have like maybe two or three Dolphins fans, you know, they're wearing the gear and they're surrounded by Bills fans and, you know, they're swearing at them. They're throwing snowballs at them. One was a young girl.
This
could have been my daughter.
I love that you brought this up because there is such a clear difference. And I'm hoping that most people can see the difference from the response that we're getting. I feel like people can't. Like, that is so... If you are sitting by some Dolphins fans, and everyone would have been, right? I mean, there was a bunch of Dolphins fans there. You wouldn't have caught me dead just hurling snowballs at Dolphins fans the entire game. Or even hurling insults. I think that... Like, that is so far out of line to, like, single people out who are fans in the stands and throw them at... Like, that... is so out of line. And Mark, to me, that is so completely different than what was happening in the majority of the stadium, whether it's throwing them on the field or just throwing them around the stands.
Right, because you know what, it was a young couple. And here you got, I mean, there were no other fans around and, you know, people were just pelting them with snowballs and the girl got beamed in the head. And I actually had to snap at somebody. Hey, you can't do that. That's totally wrong. It's one thing that all them players are down there and it's a group of them. And obviously they're the enemy. They're in enemy territory. And that's the way it works out in sports. But you can't single out and basically bully, you know, innocent people there. I mean, yeah, she didn't have a helmet on. She didn't have a shield. I wonder if she would have got clocked in the eye. What if it could have caused damage? Yeah, it's a snowball, but let's face it. You get hit in the eye with a snowball at a good velocity, you can have some damage. All right? So it wasn't and the thing that bothered me is when I was up in the higher 300s, and, you know, they got the areas where the sheriffs, and they didn't do nothing. Yes. Nothing. And, I mean... It was just outrageous. I go with my 16-year-old son. You know, these guys behind us, they're totally drunk. And I will say that there was ice because I pushed the snow off the seats and the walking aisle with my boots. I did that basically down my whole aisle. But after about half an hour after doing that and people walking, there was icy slush there. So you could have made an ice ball pretty easy. I hate to disagree with you, you know, your buddy there, but it was pretty easy to make an ice ball without having to go in, let alone if somebody's got a bottle of water, all you got to do is pour it on there and then just hold it for
a second. That's an expensive snowball, Mark.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what. Do you want to get hit in the eye with a snowball?
No. I don't want to, but I mean,
I don't want to. I don't want my kid to, but let alone, you know, innocent people like that are there for the same reason we're there for. You know, we're all there for the same reason, to cheer on our team, but to single them out like that was totally wrong.
Yeah, Mark, and thanks for the call, and I agree with it. And I'm hoping that people can see, right, like, the clear difference between these two scenarios. Happening at the same game, generally we're talking about the same thing, right? Snowballs being thrown.
Yes.
One is completely out of line, I think, for fan conduct. Singling out somebody because they root for the other team or whatever the reason might be and pelting them with snowballs the whole game.
Yes.
And the other, I think, is perfectly fine, and that would be just tossing around snowballs, even, I will say, throwing them on the field or throwing them toward other players, which I think is perfectly fine.
Yeah,
it's a snowball. I don't know how you can compare the two if you're saying, can you throw a bowling ball at a hockey? It's not a rock.
Who's
going to
let you in with a bowling ball?
It's not a bottle. It's not a full can of beer. Right. Leafs fans.
Yeah.
No. This never happens, by the way. The outrage never happens when it's Toronto fans. Every time they lose coming here and at the end of the third period are pelting their full cans of beer onto the ice. I never hear anything about that. But snowballs? I mean, come on. At the end of the day, you're talking about a snowball, and you could get hurt. Like, what? I mean, where does that end? Like, I'm taking, you know what? You got me. You're right. I'm taking my son's bike away because he could get hurt. He could fall.
Especially when you take the training wheels off.
He could get hurt. He doesn't have training wheels. You know why?
Wow.
You just send him out there with two wheels.
Look at that.
So that they learn how to do it, and you fall down a bunch of times, and then you figure it out. Oh, but you could get hurt. Like, give me a break. Like, come on. So it's snow in Buffalo. And again, what if somebody slipped? What if? Again, were you yelling at God in the fourth quarter? You cut it out. They're going to give us a 50. You're going to be prosecuted for dumping all this snow onto the field. What gives? Unbelievable.
Mark mentioned the Miami fans that were in the stadium, and I do have to say this before we get out of here, Brian. The guy in front of us was a Miami fan, and he wasn't vocal until Miami had an 8-point lead and then shut up very quickly when Buffalo tied it. I found that to be very humorous.
And, like, again, like I have no problems with – I used to get heckled wearing a Penguins jersey into the arena when
That's
I was, like, 7 years old. And, like, there's no, like, heckling fans. And then there's a point where it goes over the line. And it's not written in stone. It's not going to be written in any code of conduct. It's just, you should know it. Snowballs, to me, that's a give me a break.
Right.
Call me back when you're actually doing something that, you know, again, the over the line stuff happens every single week. I never hear anything about it, and I was hearing about the snow.
Oh,
you dump a foot of snow on the stadium an hour before the game happens.
People are going to throw snowballs.
What are you expecting?
Right.
What are you expecting to happen? I love this. Graduates shouldn't. I've heard of more people getting hit in the eye with their pointy hats at graduation after they get thrown in the air than I have about snowballs and everything. And to this person who texted in, graduates can't throw their pointy hats in the air. Yes, it would probably not shock you to know they have, in some cases, stopped you from doing that because they're afraid somebody's going to get hurt. So just to let you know, that's the side of the fence you're on. If you're anti-snowball, you're anti-everything to me.
That's right.
Because somebody might get hurt. I can't deal with it anymore.
And guess what? At the end of the NCAA tournament, when they're running off the seconds, you can no longer lob the ball up in the air because someone could get hurt.
No confetti. You might slip on it and sprain an ankle. We'll be back here tomorrow. B-Maz and Beamer on WBEN.